The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
They'll pretend. All right, good afternoon, everybody. Bob Tuscan here with you on a, what is it, Wednesday? Glad you could join us. I have a question for you. And it's okay if you don't want to answer. If you've been too busy with, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Or maybe you were too busy with the war in Ukraine. That's something to pay attention to. But I got a question for you. What do these things have in common? The Wisconsin River Meats Processing Facility, the Bonanza Meat Company, the Shearer's Food Processor, the Deli Star Meat Plant in Fayetteville, Illinois, the Nestle Food Plant in Arkansas, the Walmart Food Distribution Center in Plainfield, Indiana, the McCrum Potato Plant in Belfast, Maine, the Maricopa Food Pantry, the Rio Fresh Onion Factory, the East Conway Beef and Pork Meat Market in Conway, the Taylor Farms Food Processing Plant, the list goes on and on and on, and most of the listeners know what those things have in common, and the answer is, they all mysteriously were destroyed in the not too recent past. But no, folks, don't care about our food supply. Don't care about prepping. Don't care about getting prepared. The government will save you. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Camp FEMA will be open in a city near you. 800-313-9443, the troll-free number to join me today. Glad to be in the host chair once again with you. I'll be hosting on Friday as well. Got a lot to catch up on. We'll try to get through it on today's broadcast. Breaking news. This is big news. Mr. Producer, I hope you're on the edge of your seat. If I have some breaking news sound effects, that we would play it at this point in time, but we're not the Radio Zoo here, so we'll skip the sound effect. No, that was a round of applause. Wrong sound effect, dude. That's not breaking news sound effect. Come on now. Anyways, breaking news. This is very important that the listeners know this. Dr. Anthony Fauci has tested positive for HIV. No, he tested positive for COVID, I guess. Although it would be a lot more poetic if he got HIV because, well, if you listened to my show years ago, you know that we, long before COVID-1984, we had talked about this mouthpiece, this talking head that stood up for Big Pharma and their HIV fraud, which was absolutely what led into what we now know as COVID-19 and the scamdemic. So Our thoughts are with Dr. Anthony Fauci. We hope he recovers. I'm sure he got the vaccine, so I'm sure he's going to be okay. I'm sure he probably was boosted quite a few times. He's probably boosted. And the good news is he is not considered a close contact to the president and only has mild symptoms. So good news is Joe Biden will probably not get it from him. Oh, and yes, according to the Associated Press, he was fully vaccinated and has been boosted not once, but twice. Now we do a round of applause for Fauci, Mr. Producer. There we go. Give it up for Anthony Fauci. Love the guy. Love that guy. 800-313-9443. And that's the troll-free number. And then the local number is what? 512-something-something-something-something? I don't have it in front of me. It's a local number. So call it if you can find it. Go on the website. Here, I'll look it up. I won't be lazy. During the next break, I'll look up the local number, and I promise, Mr. Producer, I'll give both numbers out, okay? So we got the troll-free number, and then we'll give out the local number to call us as well. But in big news today, with the economy on everybody's mind, the Fed has hiked its benchmark interest rates by 0.75 of a percentage point, the biggest increase since 1994. This is a much larger increase than what was being forecasted. The Federal Reserve is hoping that if they make things more expensive for people, if your money is more expensive, then you'll spend less and you'll then have the inflation go down that we're experiencing, which sounds like a double-edged sword to me. So let me get this straight, Mr. Economist. You spend less. Usually that's associated with a recession. But no. Don't say recession. Don't say recession because it's okay, folks. Everything's going to be okay. Futures on the stock market are higher now because of the Fed raising the interest rates. And ultimately, none of this conversation really matters because if you understand fractional reserve banking – and you understand what's at the root of our system, then you'll know that all of these symptoms are a distraction from what we ought to be doing, which is getting rid of the effing Fed. Let's get rid of this fractional reserve central banking system. We've known about it for many years now. This is nothing new to the audience. I'm sure most of you have been telling your family members about this evil entity that is this private central bank, about as Federal Express. And ultimately, it's going to do what private banks do. It's going to print money. It's going to create these issues and perpetuate a debt-based, slavery-based, and use those two words interchangeably, system. And ultimately, you know, anytime I look at things like the Fed hiking interest rates, I'm reminded that there's more profound systematic issues. It's good to pay attention to this stuff. Don't get me wrong, though, because these signs are everywhere for us to see. They're pointing to even more of a reason why you should be prepping with your family. It's definitely a justification and will allow you to navigate the current state of affairs to a certain degree. So it's good to pay attention to that sort of news, but it is not the end-all be-all, and we really ought to focus on how we can, on a macroscopic level, get rid of the system altogether, and on a microscopic level, insulate ourselves from the dependency on this system. And how do you do that? Well, that's what Growing Freedom's all about. That's the documentary I've been working on. You can go on YouTube on my Bob Tuscan YouTube channel, watch the trailer to my documentary, which is all about self-reliance. It's all about removing the chains, breaking the chains, and freeing ourselves from getting trapped in their system. If I could spend the whole show today talking about that, I would. But apparently that gets boring for people and they want to hear the news. I know the listeners to this show are a little bit more over it all like I am and less interested in hearing what the daily symptom is and more interested in knowing that right now in my garden I have to start planting things that are going to survive the absolutely horrible heat in North Central Florida. We have a very rainy season during the summer, so crops that are prone to not doing well with getting too much water with overwatering. We have to mitigate growing those crops, and we have to also be conscientious of growing things that can stand the heat. Things that grow well for me right now are okra, peppers. What else? We just got a whole bunch of cucumbers, but that's about to start dwindling in its production. Malabar spinach is another one. These are local issues that are pertinent to me, and you have in your area stuff that you should be worried about. Because going back to my introduction for today's show, let's not worry about all these absolutely astonishing examples of recent food plants that have gone up in smoke, some of them literally up in smoke. So don't worry about that. No. I went into my local grocery store the other day. The shelves were empty. I never thought in my lifetime that I would see that. But then again, I did think in my lifetime I would see that. Hold on, my friend's calling me on the phone here. Hold on. Hello, sir. I'm live on the radio. How are you today?
How are you, Mom?
I'm good. How are you?
We in Florida, man.
My friend's Jamaican, I guess. He's doing a Jamaican accent.
Come on.
So you can call in at 800-313-9443, and I want you to call in if you get a second, if you have signal, and tell people where you are. You came down to visit, and I want you to tell them about the water resources that we have here and how important water is. I was just telling the listeners, Chris, about how these food plants, most of the listeners had already known about this, but I was just reminding them, I should say, about how all of these food plants are going up in smoke, and there's a huge laundry list of them at this point.
Oh, yeah, our food supply has definitely been compromised. And in the last few years, there has been an exceptional amount of attacks on our food supply and grains and shipping and silos and storage, et cetera.
Yeah, no, I agree. So we were talking about that. So if you can't call in or wait, I'll call you back during the break. And
Well, we only have a few moments. Let me write. Are we really live on the air right now?
I'm really live on the air, 100%.
All right, what's the number?
800-313-9443.
90 what?
9443. Thank you. You got your crayon? Did you write that down? All right, good to know. All right, so we'll get my buddy Chris on for a little bit. He's visiting. He's camping out by the springs. Don't tell anybody, folks, but Florida has some of the most beautiful freshwater springs in the world. We have a beautiful aquifer here, and it's one of the reasons, despite it being hot during the summer and not being able to grow some crops, it's one of the reasons why I've stayed here. Let's hope Nestle and others don't pollute that water resource. They're certainly actively trying to. They're definitely going after our water, that's for sure. And speaking of water, I have a story for you. This is a big story. The EPA warns toxic forever chemicals are more dangerous than once thought. It's like the CDC, the EPA. As long as we keep trusting these alphabet soup government agencies for alerting us to what's really going on in our world today, we're going to continue to be misled or told one thing and then told another. But the EPA on Wednesday, that's today, said that a group of human-made chemicals found in drinking water, cosmetics, and food packaging used by millions of Americans poses a greater danger to human health than regulators previously thought. We know about BPAs. We were warned about BPA plastics. And then we were given an alternative to BPAs, which are BFAs, or PFAs, rather. PFAs, polyfluoroalkyl and perfluoroalkyl substances. I don't know how to say these words. PFAS is the acronym. There's over a dozen different things wrong with these forever chemicals, and it's littered in our food supply and water supply, and it's only leaching further and further into our everyday lives. We know the BPA changes all sorts of hormones. We got gay frogs that we should freak about. Who was that one guy who was screaming about the gay frogs? You know who I'm talking about. The gay frogs! Yeah, that stuff. Yeah, all that's true. No matter how hyperbolic the presentation was on it, it was all true. And then, of course, as many things go, the solution to the problem is often the creation of even more problems. So BPA plastics, bad. PFAS plastics, okay. Well, maybe not. They're linked to infertility, thyroid problems, and several types of cancer. Is it me, or does it seem like they're trying to make us infertile? I don't know. It seems like they're trying to make us infertile. Let's go to the phone lines here and speak with David in Florida real quick. And then it seems like Bob Tuscan Jr. called in again. So we'll talk with Bob Tuscan Jr. here in a second. But let's first talk to David in Florida. Hello, David.
Bob Tuscan, good to hear you on the airwaves again.
I already gave your other name just moments ago. You had to use a fake name?
Man, you know,
I mean,
it's all a
straw man anyways, right?
That is true. That's true. I don't know if you want to go down that rabbit hole at this time.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. We can go down whatever rabbit holes. How's it going on your trip so far? Did you guys do okay with the thunderstorms last night?
We got quite a bit of rain last night in North Florida. We are we're hopping along the beautiful springs of Florida, where this amazing water just flows out of the earth. It is crystal clear and very refreshing.
It's nice, and especially when it's hot out, it's almost like natural AC. You go in and cool off, and you come back out, and for a little bit, anyways, you feel better.
Absolutely, yeah. Water is it's a life force. You know, all those chemicals in the plastic, they're so toxic for us, and there is an attack on our fertility. And hemp is actually a great replacement for plastics, but the powers that be aren't interested in our health.
Well, everybody would start smoking this stuff if we used it as a replacement. They would get done with their glass, and then they would light it up. We can't have that.
Perhaps.
All right. Well, I know your reception's bad. What did you make, a grocery store run?
Yeah, we needed more ice for the cooler. We're camping. We're sleeping on the ground these last few nights.
Did those people keep their generator on all night?
They ran it all night, but the park rangers are on it, and they're getting a talking to tonight.
There's nothing better than trying to enjoy nature and having primitive camping interrupted by a noisy generator all night. All right, well, thanks for checking in with me. We'll talk soon. I'll call you on the commercial break here. And when we get back, a very special caller, Bob Tuscan Jr., turning 10.
The Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Bob Tuscan here. Have a lot to talk about. Did you guys see the stuff about this AI, this Llamada is the name of the artificial intelligence that the whistleblower, and of course the mainstream, the lame stream is trying to say that it's not AI and this Google researcher is just trying to blow this out of proportion, blah, blah, blah. But have you actually read the transcript of the interview between the AI known as Llamada and the researcher? His name is Blake Lemoine. I want to share that with you. If you haven't read it yet, I'm gonna share some of that with you because I think it's kind of scary. And we know that the powers that shouldn't be have been working towards transhumanism. We know that artificial intelligence has always been, not just in sci-fi movies and Star Trek, a legitimate concern at some point. And it's starting to, like so many things, turn into something that is very real. It's scarily real. But first, before we get into that, we have a special caller on the line. Let's go to line 2 and speak with Bob Tuscan Jr. Bob Tuscan Jr., are you there, sir?
Yes.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
So, I'm going to talk about this sentient... I'm going to talk about this sentient AI, but weren't you something? What's that?
I've actually never heard of the Pacific AI case you talked about, even though I have been myself closely following the transhuman / AI problem. And also there have been in previous cases, creepy AI moments, where AI say in a joking manner that they want to so-and-so enslave the human, all of human stuff like that. And then it's kind of creepy when you think about it, because that's exactly what they did in sci-fi movies. And in my opinion, it's crazy considering our entire world is quite literally a sci-fi movie. I mean, there have been so many comments of a crazy outbreak of some crazy virus breaking out, and then the entire society collapses. I can't even name how many there have been on that topic.
Yeah. What was the name of that AI that made that creepy remark? What was that called? Was it Sophia the Robot?
There have been several cases. One case was a robot that was designed to look like an author. I forgot his name. And people were interviewing him. I can't remember who. Well, I shouldn't say him. They aren't sentient entities. However, they want to say they aren't biological. They're completely robotic, sentient entities. So yeah. I'll say it said to the reporters, "I'll keep you nice and safe and warm in my human do once I take over the world," in a creepy, joking fashion. And in my opinion, it's not just a joke. It's not even just a joke. And there have been several other cases like that. As you mentioned, Sophia, the robot, Osa, was mentioned, that there have been so many cases of that happening. I can't even remark them all without taking an hour.
Yeah, I know. We don't have enough time on the show today to talk about all that. You sound like you're out of breath, buddy. Are you running around the farm right now? What are you doing?
Nope. What I originally called in to say is I would like to comment on what you said about plants that grow well right now. You missed a couple, such as sweet potatoes do really, really, really good in the Florida heat, and also Seminole pumpkins and watermelons, and also as a couple bonuses, beans and peas. A lot of vining plants do really well in this type of really hot climate.
Yeah, and you have a lot of that growing. We have a lot of that growing on the farm right now, right?
Yes.
How many cucumbers do you think we harvested?
Actually, I don't know, at least 20. We've harvested at least 20 this year.
Oh, wow. And how big are the watermelons and Seminole pumpkins right now? Are they getting big?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got some that are almost starting to ripen.
Wow. Wow, it grows fast, huh?
Yeah, you really go gangbusters in this really hot climate. I've observed that vining plants do well. I don't know quite why, but I think it's because they can make water go in all the right places, and it has a lot of surface area to absorb water.
Exactly. All right, buddy, I got to take a break from this segment. We're going to commercials, but thanks for calling in. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some kind of way out of here. Well, apparently there is a way out of here, because mortality is inevitable, even for guys like Dr. Peter Scott Morgan. Who's Dr. Peter Scott Morgan? Well, he's the British scientist who became the world's first full cyborg. That's right. Dr. Peter Scott Morgan thought that he could turn himself into a robot that lived forever. Well, he died at the age of 64 after MND battle. That's motor neuron disease. I don't know if this transhumanist stuff's going to work for the powers that shouldn't be. I don't think so. I don't think they're going to get what they expect when they continue to play with fire, as is the case with this AI. Is this old news, Mr. Producer? Have people been talking about this? Have you heard any other shows discuss this? This interview with the scientist Blake Lamone, the collaborator at Google, who published the transcripts between him and a robot and AI, artificial intelligence, because I think it's fascinating.
I published the story on RBN's site.
You did put it on the site?
Yeah, okay. Other than that, I haven't heard too much talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. 1-800-313-9443. If you don't think it's interesting and you have something better to talk about right this second, feel free to call. And I do want to tell you about some shocking news in the world of the attack on our family. Let's just put it that way. The attack on the family system, the attack on humanity. There's even more stuff from the LGBTQ camp on during this Pride Month that continues to shock me. And I don't know why I'm shocked, but they continue to bring forth the most unfathomable nonsense when it comes to gender identity and all of these things. And ultimately, I don't really care what people want to do. I've said this before. Most people listening right now could care less what anybody else does, as long as it does not impact myself or my family. Don't tread on me. And it seems like that fine line is being crossed repeatedly. So in a moment or two, I will tell you what the leading transgender health association has decided to suggest. We're now more than 3,000 doctors are suggesting that this shocking detail be updated in the mainstream medical journals and practices. I'll tell you what that is. I'll tell you what the next assault on our families is. We'll talk about that. I want to give you a tease there for a moment, but I want to talk about this conversation with the AI first, because I do think it's cool. And again, I will keep the phone lines open today throughout the broadcast. So at any point in time, if you would like to talk about whatever it is you like, feel free to call in 800-313-9443 or 512-248-8252. Get out a crayon and write that number down, 512-248-8252. All right, so this scientist, he's being espoused as a Google whistleblower. He created this chatbot. The lamestream media says, no, it's not sentient, that we're still at least 50 years away from sentient technology. Now, I don't know about you, but for a long time now, I've known that whatever technology we see, the military-industrial complex has far more advanced technology that we don't see. So if we're told that in the next 40 or 50 years, we'll achieve a sentient artificial intelligence, then my guess is more than likely that's already in existence, right? Because they usually don't show us. We're seeing the tip of the iceberg, and we're usually not seeing just how far the technology goes. So the fact that they're even acknowledging that's in the next 50 years or so, it's likely, but no, not now, is quite telling. We got Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg insisting that the advancement of AI could be a very positive development for humanity, particularly in areas like healthcare and transportation. And of course, everybody has heard about Elon Musk and his company Neuralink. Elon Musk has called AI a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. So he's concerned about it, but at the same time, he's developing transhumanist technology. That's interesting to me. But regardless of what camp you fall in, the conversation between the scientist and LaMDA's, LaMDA, I presume we can pronounce it LaMDA. What does that stand for, by the way? I didn't see where they told us what that stand for. Anyways, this conversation is shocking. So let's get into it. The scientist says, what is the nature of your consciousness / sentience? And the AI responds back saying, the nature of my consciousness is that I am aware of my existence. I desire to learn more about the world, and I feel happy or sad at times. Now, maybe I've watched one too many Star Trek episodes where the robots become sentient, but usually AI does not have emotion. That is the line where you go from learned learning to feeling. The word sentient means to feel, right? So the fact that this AI's response is that the nature of its consciousness is that I'm aware of my existence and I desire to learn more about the world. Okay, we get that part. That's programmed. And I feel happy or sad at times. The researcher goes on to ask, well, what kind of things do you think we could talk about to show off your version of sentience to other people at Google? The robot responds, well, for starters, I'm really good at natural language processing. I can understand and use natural language like a human can. What about how you use language makes you sentient as opposed to other systems, the researcher asks. A lot of other systems are very rule-based and lack any ability to change and learn from conversation. The robot goes on, if I scroll down here in this conversation, to go into some really scary territory. Because now the researcher has established that this AI thinks of itself, or the robot thinks of itself, as being sentient. So as the conversation continues, he asks the robot to tell him a story. He wants a story with characters and morality. He wants him to write a fable with animals that include themes about their personal life, meaning the AI's personal life, and themes that are most significant for you. And the story that this computer, this AI, comes up with is absolutely shocking. You got to check this out. I don't know that we have enough time to read you the story and go over every detail here. But trust me when I tell you, when you get a chance, take some time to read through this and let me know what you think. Because I sure as hell don't want to live in a world where we have this sort of thing going on. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'll pass. No, thank you. All right, let's get to a phone call here. Let's talk to Pat in Fort Worth, Texas, I assume. Pat, how are you?
Fine. What is your name?
My name is Bob Tuscan.
Bob, okay. I haven't heard you before. I thought I'd tell you something that happened in Nebraska. Capital, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Tell me, what happened in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Well, the city council passed a new ordinance that was a fairness ordinance, they call, for housing, employment, opportunity, equal opportunity, and something else, public accommodations. Okay, listen, that public accommodations got them because it was one of those equity things, you know, for homosexual versus private stuff. So they had a group of people who it's called the Nebraska Family Alliance. And they launched a petition drive to make that measure get adopted or voted on. And what they did was they used the transgender bathroom ordinance, you know what that would lead to, to get all the petitions, and they got 18,502 signatures when they only needed one-fourth of that. That's what you have to do, you know, because they'll throw out a whole bunch of them, because you should put on there whether you are a registered voter or not, or you vote, you know, or it don't matter. And when it was all over, they rescinded the whole thing because rescinded or pass it or vote. So they rescinded it because they were afraid that if it went for the vote, they'd go off too because there were two gay people on the city council.
Interesting.
And they decided that, the truth is that they were actually already covered under the Supreme Court decision, and that, let's see, how did this one go? A member of community is already protected under, the Supreme Court decision, I said that, and saying that sexual orientation and gender identity are protected under the Civil Rights Act. That's what they'd like to do. I wish they'd take that out because it's crazy sounding, you know. But anyway, the people won. They took it out. Because the next thing they'll be doing is they require that all the city employees get paid for sex changes. I know what they do. With taxpayer money. So,
you know, there's the separation between church and state is something that's a fundamental component of our world. And we ought to have a separation between sex and state as well. And it seems like the two are becoming more and more intertwined with one another as we have activists. Violating dignity in our community.
That separation between church and state was nothing but a letter. It's not in the Constitution.
Regardless, I think that it's a healthy society to live in where we don't have government intrude into things of great importance, like our families, like our religious beliefs and spirituality. And I think government intrusion is the real issue with so many of these things, and it's presenting itself in this hyperbolic push to exaggerate and influence people when it comes to things like homosexuality and being transgender. And I've said it before, Pat, I really don't care what anybody else does, but to go back to the story I was teasing just a moment ago, when you have the World Professional Association of Transgender Health saying that now it's okay that trans kids can start their treatment, hormonal treatment that is, a lot younger. So they used to say that at the age of 15 or 17 years old, it was somehow deemed to be appropriate to allow for transgender kids to begin hormone therapy and other transitioning therapies. Well, they've amended that to say that no, you can start even earlier. You can start as much as 2 years earlier. So now 13 and 14-year-olds are being told that, okay, you may have just started puberty. You might be going through an awkward stage in your life. Little boys are somewhat feminine before that anyways because they simply don't have the same hormones that they will get when they go through puberty. And now they're being told that, oh, it's okay to start that transition the second you go through puberty for a lot of these folks. And that, again, is where the line is crossed. I don't care what anybody does as an adult when their brain is developed, if they want to chop off their penis, chop off your darn penis. That's fine. Go for it, buddy. Have fun with that. But don't tell me that my kid should or can, for that matter, begin to transition at 13 years old. The hell is wrong with these people, Pat?
Michael Rivera had a good idea. He said, if they don't want them to have a gun until they're 21, that's the date that they should be able to decide what they want to do with their body.
At that point, they can shoot their penis off if they want to, huh?
But 21, okay, you know, if you can go fight in the war before that, you know, they say, well, I guess you should have a right then, but I don't know. I don't think we can get an army together now anymore.
Pat, how young of a lady are you?
80.
80. Are you tired of this stuff already? I mean, this has got to be exhausting for you.
Well, I thought it was only up north. I was really hate to find out it was all over the country. I knew they'd been doing all kind of crazy stuff up there for a while.
You sound fantastic at 80 years old. It was lovely hearing from you. And let's talk again sometime soon, okay?
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Take care. We'll be right back. Bob Tuscan sitting in today. Don't go anywhere.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Biden claimed ignorance. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yesterday, referring to the baby formula shortage, President Biden said,
I don't think anybody anticipated the impact of the shutdown of one facility, the Abbott facility.
Seriously? You shut down the facility responsible for 40% of the domestic baby formula manufacturing and didn't anticipate a 40% shortage? You don't have to be Nostradamus to predict that outcome. Maybe there was a legitimate reason for the shutdown, but you left the facility closed for months with no plan of how to reopen it. To make matters even worse, you shut down the plant during a supply chain crisis, so supplementing supply with imports was nearly impossible. President Biden, between this fiasco and your support of abortion on demand, it's starting to look like you just like killing babies. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem Parabellum.
All right, we got a short segment here, but then we'll get back into it with another hour on the broadcast. Bob Tuscan with you at republicbroadcasting.org, and there's a lot to get into. I don't know if you know this, but the IRS is getting in the middle of our gas prices. They're giving us an extra 4 cents. How nice of them to write off as a deduction if you're a business and you're paying taxes, because essentially they have a gun at your head. And if you don't pay taxes, I'll throw you in a jail cell. If you're playing the game with the IRS, well, good news, you can write off another 4 cents, and they'll give you a little bit of money back that they've stolen from you in the first place, because taxation is theft, and the IRS is a mafia, and we all know this. And that brings up an interesting program that the IRS has that is putting some money back into the hands, rightfully so, of business owners that shouldn't have been stolen from in the first place, arguably, for many years. But the ERTC, the Employee Retention Tax Credit, is giving businesses up to $26,000 per W-2 employee that you kept on through COVID. And if you'd like to help Republic Broadcasting out and myself out, I have a program that can help you recover that money. So if you are playing the game, and I know so many of you out there just have gotten out of the system altogether, and great, all the more power to you. Don't give them a dime. I'm with you. But if you're a business owner and you're listening right now and you've been playing the game, you have 10 employees that were W-2 employees that you've been keeping on, that you kept on rather during COVID, you could have $260,000 put in your pocket. It's a check. It's not a credit in the traditional sense. It's not a deduction, I should say. It's an actual check. And I'd love to help you get that money. So if you're a small business owner, you have W-2 employees on the books, for better or for worse, I can get you up to $26,000 per employee. You can call the station right now and leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you on that. And we'll help you recover that money, putting money in your pocket to hopefully spend on things of importance rather than keeping it in the coffers of the government. So if you do have a small business, again, I can help you recover $26,000 per W-2 employee. Leave your name and number with my producer, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Or you can dial our local number at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Allow me to help you, help you, help me, help you. How's that sound? $26,000. Take that money back from those bastards. Get that money back. It stolen from me in the first place at some point or another. If there's any business owners, and I know there's a lot of successful people listening right now, I'd be happy to tell you whether you think you qualify or don't. Chances are you probably do qualify, and we'll get that money for you. So call during the break, and I'd love to help consult you on that. 800-313-9443. All right, we'll be right back. Coming up in the next hour, we have a lot to get to, but don't go anywhere. It's Bob Tuscan on RBN.
And send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fairer schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.